It's the Disrespectful Lady Show, and I'm your host, Dr. J. Hey! Alright, so, we're halfway into February, the second month of the year. And I know when January came around, everybody had all these aspirations and New Year's resolutions, and even if you didn't say them out loud, it's kind of, you know, it's a new year and you want to try and do better. It's like something in my head. It's like, even I don't really do New Year resolutions anymore. I don't know when I've ever done them, but I kind of just have a checkpoint in my mind. Like, okay, I want to try to lose 10 pounds. I want to try and clean up the room and get rid of the clutter in this particular room, or to work on this part of the kitchen, or like the women's always in the kitchen. I mean, we love our homes. When you're young, you care about bags and shoes. As you get older, you just want a comfortable couch to sit on. You want a clean kitchen to walk into. You just like different things. Different things gets your juices flowing when you get older. A beautiful kitchen does it for you when you get older. Laundry being done. Having a beautiful washer and a dryer. Like, it's crazy because the things that you want when you're young, you want a Birkin's bag, you want a MCM bag, you want the hottest, Mackage jacket, and what are the other one called? The shiny one, I don't even know, but I just know that you want certain things when you're younger versus when you get older, and the maturity of life just allows you to appreciate something different. And it's beautiful when you're young too, because you know, you want what you want, and you want to be fly. I love that about black people. That's why black people don't give you no problems. We don't got no problems. You know what I'm saying? We ain't no problem. We just want to be fly. We just want to floss. We just want to look good. You know, that's our problem. But all jokes aside, I started the new year off saying that I kind of want to get into better shape. And I'm trying. I'm working out 3 days a week. And I'm working out 5 days a week, but I'm actually training with someone 3 days a week. Last 2 weeks haven't been so good. So I've fallen off for February. And I wanted to do my podcast. And I'm very proud of myself because I've been pretty consistent with the podcast. I want to at least put out one or two a week. And I've been consistent. And it feels so good. This feels so good, being able to speak to you guys, just sitting here, just saying what I feel like, what I want, what I'm doing, just sharing myself with you all. It's so much fun. Thank you. Thank you again for even tuning in to listen to my drama and to listen to my nonsense and my shenanigan. And I really appreciate you. And I wanted just to share, like, the new year has come in, and I'm trying, and I'm human, and thank God I've been consistent with the podcast, because again, the workout has slacked in the last 2 weeks really hard. Yes, I've been through some stuff, and you know, it's made it difficult for me to want to really get up. I'm just tired. Perimenopause is no joke as well, but I have really great people in my life that have been helping me and motivating me, and I'm so thankful for them. Tris, my co-host, has been phenomenal. I love you, Tris. Thank you so much for all your kind words, your motivation, your support, and pushing me and a lot helping me on my weight loss journey, because it's no joke. And even down to just helping me to order the right protein powder. We got this whey protein. That is natural, grass-fed only, huge bottle. It's so much fun. It's nice. Helps me to feel fuller. So if you're looking for a meal replacement too, that will help you, because I just like to snack. I love to eat. So I have to find a way to feel full, because when I tell you I love to eat, I love to eat. I love plantain. I love potato, French fries. And I like to fry my plantain. Yes, I love fried plantain. Fried plantain ain't no good for you, but I love fried plantain. I love everything fried. Terrible. So, Yeah, just kind of wanted to just say, don't give up. Keep up your journey, and you may not get all aspects right, but don't give up. Keep going. Keep pushing yourself. And I'm giving myself my friendly reminder. I'm checking in. This is the second month. I want to do better. I would love to be on a podcast every day, but hey, I gotta be in reality. So, and I would love to be in the gym every day, and I would like to be 125 pounds, but here we are. So I'm working on it though. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And it's a journey, and I'm continuing to work on it. Even this podcast, doing it and putting out a show 2 to 3 times a week, it's a journey. And I am grateful to be on this journey. And if I'm consistent, again, I'm going to have a syndicated, beautiful platform podcast. I'm going to be the next, talked about, be it Oprah, Wendy. I'm going to be that next person. I am. I'm going to be that. And this here is the journey into becoming that. I'm going to look like the woman that I want to look like. I'm going to have the body that I want. I'm going to have that body. But it takes work and it takes time. And this is my journey. And thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. It's the Disrespectful Lady Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. J. Drink your water, suck in your belly. Mind your business. Listen, I talk a lot of smack. I do. But I respect everyone. I do. I just like to talk. Enjoy life. But everyone is respected. Everyone is respected. Have a good day.